Chapter 1. Under the twilight sky, as the colorful sparks of fireworks danced above, the quaint town of Holiday Junction came alive with a symphony of laughter, joy, and captivating warmth of an ocean breeze to celebrate the first day of the 4th of July festival. I was perched at my desk in the Junction Journal office, overlooking the bustling scene unfolding outside. The ocean's salty aroma wafted through the open windows, mingling with the excitement and anticipation that hung in the air.
"Violet, are you about done?"
my mama, Millie Kay, asked. She was Southern to her core and brimmed with enthusiasm for any celebration that came our way. She popped her head into the door of my office. I had to keep myself from laughing as I took in an outfit I'd call gaudy, but she'd call it getting into the spirit of the 4th of July. Mama had carefully selected an ensemble that exuded patriotic flair. She wore a flowy navy blue maxi dress adorned with white stars, its fabric swaying gently as she headed straight over to my desk with something in her fingers. The dress was cinched at the waist with a vibrant red belt, which added a touch of boldness to her ensemble. She had a straw hat tucked underneath her arm.
"I've got my brochures just in time."
She wagged the object in the air and handed it to me, giving me an even better look at it. A pair of dazzling earrings crafted in the shape of sparkling fireworks. Her pocketbook was in the crook of her elbow. The earrings dangled delicately, each burst capturing the essence of the celebratory fireworks that would soon light up the sky.
"Look at that bang-up job Clara and Garrett did down at the printing press."
She pointed at the front of the brochure, showing that even her nails had fireworks painted on them.
"We bartered."
She was lit up like a sparkler at the memory of making this deal.
"What did you agree upon, Mama?"
I asked.
"They gave me a steep discount on the printing in full color, and I gave them 3 months of free membership at the Leisure Center."
Mama popped the straw hat on top of her head. The hat was adorned with a wide red ribbon. A small American flag was pinned on the ribbon, a subtle yet powerful symbol of her patriotism. She snapped the top of her purse open, took out a handful of the brochures, and slapped them down on my desk.
"Now, me and you are going to be giving these out tonight," she told me with a warm smile and a twinkle in her eye.
"Okay, Mama." I got up and noticed her comfortable-looking yet stylish white sandals adorned with red and blue accents. It was Mama's way of having the perfect balance between fashion and practicality, ensuring she could navigate the festivities with ease. Mama never did anything without thinking through the outfit she would wear for any event.
"You aren't going out there looking like that, are you?"
she asked. Then she realized what she'd said, because she gasped slightly and knotted her brows.
"You look all right. Besides, it's getting dark out soon. And, well,"
her lips pinched,
"everyone'll be looking at the fireworks instead of you."
That was Mama's way of apologizing, her Southern way. I'd gotten used to it over the years. She loved me, and I knew it, or she'd never have followed me to Holiday Junction when I moved here a little over a year ago. Just about a month later, she showed up at my door with her suitcase in hand, just landed from our home in Normal, Kentucky. I figured she was going to stay for 1 week, maybe two. Boy, was I wrong. She not only stayed, but ended up buying a house. Then my daddy moved here. Soon, she started working with me at the Junction Journal. Now she was opening up the Leisure Center, because she said Holiday Junction needed a place for seniors to go, though she refused to call it that.
"I'm not going to say anything, but I love the you-know-what."
Her words ran together.
"Mama,"
I said in a tone that told her not to say another word.